Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Because there is storage, baby, on that ward, receive the necessary treatment and support that he or she was supposed to receive.
So what did your findings actually reveal?
That is our findings,
Dr. Wusisapon, so the claim is that a baby died as a result of that power outage. What did your finding reveal?
What I would say is that from our preliminary investigation is that, you know, during the time of the power outage, all the babies, you know, were receiving oxygen. That those that needed oxygen, those that were on CPAP, you know, were on the CPAP. So if a baby died, it is not as a result of a baby not receiving the necessary equipment, necessary care as a result of the power outage, because all the machines were working.
But the power went off. But the power went off for 2 hours. Could it not have had a long-term effect on that baby?
To ascertain what really caused the death of the baby.
Okay. Well, we'll interrogate a matter further. We are grateful for your time. That's Dr. Akusia Ejewa. Owusu-Sapong is the Greater Accra Regional Director of Health there, joining us on this Tema General Hospital situation. We'll take a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, in Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. We've been looking at this particular situation where 15-year jail term for ministers of state whose conduct results in the payment of judgment debt with compound interest as the amended contract law comes into effect. We return from the break with sports and today's episode of Joy News Filth Exhibition Series will take you to Aladuna community here in the Greater Accra region, where residents have converted an open drain to a waste dumping site.
Everybody put a rubbish in the gutter. Even I'm fighting with people here.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound? Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Dive into a new era of news consumption with myjoyonline.com, your go-to destination for cutting-edge journalism, giving you the most credible stories from business to politics and from sports to entertainment. Myjoyonline.com introduces an upgraded news website meticulously designed to empower you with an enriched browsing experience like never before. Experience the future of news browsing with myjoyonline.com.
Many thanks for staying with us. Let's do sports. Mubarak, what do we have?
Yes, MFA. So Asante Kotoko's interim management committee has downplayed reports of an imminent sacking of head coach Prosper Nathi Ogum. The trainer is under massive pressure from the supporters to improve results after suffering 4 straight defeats. Love FM Steven Zando has more.
In fact, the last 6 matches Asante Kotoko has played on the local scene, they've got only 3 points from a possible 18. This is not Asante Kotoko that the supporters were used to. And obviously, these fans agitated after their last game against Nations FC, where they were defeated by a goal to nil at the Babayaro Sports Stadium.
Yeah, so that's Steven Zando there with the details.
Thank you very much. Let's head to the Aladuna community here in the Greater Accra region. Sweetie Abuachi takes us there for our filth exhibition.
nestled between Nima and Newtown, with a particular focus on the settlement adjacent to the residence of President Akufo-Addo. Human dignity collides with desperation. This is the Aladuna community, where approximately 500 people call an open gutter their makeshift waste disposal site. For Amagweto, a resident of two decades, it's a daily reminder of their struggles with waste management and the stinging neglect by government. He speaks of an absence of proper waste management infrastructure with a heavy heart.
Everybody put rubbish in the gutter. Even I'm fighting with people here, they come and shit here all the time.
But it's not just the stench of refuse that hangs heavy in the air. Across recurring floods, a menacing specter threatened to wash away what little semblance of stability they cling to. As the rains draw near, one can almost feel the collective anxiety gripping the community, a community already scarred by the memory of the devastating June 3rd flood disaster.
That's our filth exhibition series there with Sweetie Abochi giving us to today's edition. Time for Tech Thursday, and Love FM's Chrissy Deborah has more.
For my laptop, I'm able to use it for a very long time. It can take a day. All the classes I think that are limited when it comes to sockets, but you'd have to come with an extension.
The study, which involved about 800 participants, examined the dynamics in the adoption of the concept of Bring Your Own Device, BYOD, at the KNUST. Though the researchers found high acceptance of digital devices among students, the students, however, faced some difficulties. Dr. Francis Nunu is lead researcher.
The university should provide or design the classrooms in such a way that it can support such endeavor. Because I can bring my machine and I can run out of cell any point in time. So if there are not enough PowerPoints for us to connect, then we have a problem. And two, the design too has to do with how our sitting positions are done.
And that's our Tech Thursday with Chrissy Deborah. Time to drive safe.
Safe driving saves lives. Drive safe.
And tragedy struck once again on Ghana's roads as three police officers lost their lives while en route for Easter operations. Maxwell Abogba has more.